Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
If you would like to participate in some of the upside, but never the downside, and get a reasonable range of return and a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive, then you're at the right place. It's time now for the original Safer Money Specialist, Mr. Ron Grant.
Well, we're still in the month that is your ninth year celebration.
Yes, it is. 9 years. I love it.
Raise the roof.
Raise the roof.
We've done a big party for this week. And it'll continue into the rest, which we have, but it's 23rd already.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
So we got one more Saturday of partying.
I know. Are you guys going to send the limo for me next
week? Yep, the limo is on its way.
All right.
Yeah, we will have your hatch ready for you so you can drive it here. Yeah. But that's it. 9 years is pretty incredible.
You know, it just seemed like it was yesterday. Remember, yep. I was... there was a guy, Greg. He used to play the guitar. He was in the mortgage business.
Yeah, he was with you.
He did the first half hour, and then I did the second half hour. We split an hour because you guys like to – the station likes to sell time in hours. And I remember I followed him, and and then we had the doctor, the good doctor. I followed the good doctor for many years, and then he left, and
You're still here.
I'm still here.
That's it. You are still here on
KVTA. Oh, my God. I got cobwebs on my legs, man.
Pretty amazing how long you have been on the air here helping people keep their money safe over the many, many years.
Yeah.
And many people are back at you saying, hey, that was a 6 to 8 year term. That was, you know, and you're ready to,
ready to
see
rock.
What's next for them. And a lot of people who weren't ready are now in the prime place where it is time to keep their money safe.
That's right.
Along with all of the things you've done here. A lot of car shows, a lot of cruises over the years. Anything coming up? Anything around? Because the weather's getting good.
Weather's getting good. We've got April coming up, and that's cool. We got it's going to be on March 31st, which is next week. We got the Port Hueneme Show and Shine. First Class Petty Officers Association, Naval Construction Battalion, presents the fourth annual. And it's a nice show. Port Hueneme is a nice beach. If you want to come, contact Phil at 805-572-4074 to come on out. And then we're looking a little bit in early in April, I know, but April 7th, and this is a great show. This is, I think she's done this 2 or 3 years. Her name is Cassie, and she's putting on a show at Harley's Bowl on LA Avenue in Simi. It's for breast cancer research and charity. I'm going to be the MC, which is going to be nice. So it's 1 to 4. Go to church in the morning if you want and head on over there. And then this is always a nice show, the Classic and Exotic Car Show. It's going to be Sunday, April 28th, and it's going to be in Westlake, which is nice, and it's going to benefit, which is what I really like. The money's going to go to the Rotary Program's Borderline Bar and Grill, Canines for Warriors, Meals on Wheels, Feeding the Homeless in Conejo Valley. So it's going to be great. If you would like to go, get a hold of Harvey at 805-750-0345. It's a street fair and car show. Got a live band. They got some stuff that's going to be good. And then I know this is a little bit further down the road, but this is the 10th annual National Collector Car Appreciation Day. It's going to be Sunday, July 14th. And what that is Congress sets aside a day every year to thank and honor all of the people in the classic car and hobby industry and making, you know, millions of dollars, bringing into the business, creating jobs and stuff like that. So we're going to be back at Vista Ford this year. Tony Fiore is graciously going to let us use that car lot of his. And we're going to have two live bands. We've got pinup contests. We've got food. And Mr. Frosty is going to be back of our ice cream, which we love Mr. Frosty. So if you'd like to go, you can go on VistaFord.com and register for the National Collector Car Appreciation Day. And hopefully we're going to see you out there. I'm also going to be the MC at that. And, you know, the weather was perfect last year, Spence, and I know it's going to be perfect this year. July in Oxnard is really nice. It's cool.
Yeah, it's perfect.
We used to have it in Simi.
It
of course,
baked.
We could. Oh, it was 100 plus degrees.
But it's hot.
100 plus degrees.
Yeah.
And you know, we used to get sometimes 600-700 cars up there because we had the parking lot. But this is going to be nice. So hopefully, you get a chance. Come on out.
Very good. Let's make it happen.
Yeah.
You got a book. How about that free book that you offer, and how do we get to it?
Well, you can go to my website. That's safermoneyspecialist.com, and to the right of it, there's a link there called iwantincomeforlife.com. Click onto that, and it'll take you right to a little one-minute video that you can take a peek at, and you can also download my free book, 10 Things to Know About Retirement Income. And so if you've already retired in the last year or two, or you're getting ready to retire in the next 3 to 5 years, you might want to take a look at this book. I get a lot of downloads every week. Take a peek at it, and then you can send me an email from there, or you can call me 805-660-1313, and we can schedule a time to get together, or I can answer some of your questions. Not a problem. While you're on that main website, you can take a look around. There's some ways to check me out. There's email testimonials. There's some live radio call-in testimonials. There's some great third-party educational information there, some videos. There's a little four-minute video there. It's kind of a cartoon. It talks about how the financial planners and stockbrokers are finally taking responsibility for doing such a poor job and helping you with retirement. And then up top of the page, next to my picture on the microphone there, in red, it says if you own a 401k or 403b, you want to take a look at that video. It's a 9-minute video from Steve Croft of 60 Minutes, and it's called The 401k Recession. And I'll tell you something, it's devastating. You need to, if you own a 401k or a 403b, a TSA, a TSP, a 457 plan, etc., you're going to want to take a look at this. This is very, very important. And then you can, again, you can email me from the site, or and you can go on and schedule a time to meet with me. It's all there for you. Or you can call me, 805-660-1313.
It's that easy. Just ring up Ron Grant, and you got him. The credit card program, 9 years, I'll bet you 7.5 of those, maybe closer to eight. Were dinners.
Yeah, we did dinners.
And then you flipped.
And some lunches. We did some lunches.
Lunches were good, too. Yeah. One gets peckish during the afternoon hours. And you got the lunches there for people and the dinners.
Yeah.
Now you went over to a more personalized individual credit card program that's a really nice gift and a one-on-one conversation.
Yep. I figure a lot of people will not go to the public workshops. And I know most of you, if you're 50 or older, you could probably eat four nights a week out at some of these dinners. And, you know, a lot of people just come out and eat. They don't even care about the program. But here's the deal. If you meet with me one-on-one and I answer all your questions about how to keep that money safe where you can't lose the principal, you can't lose any gains, you get a reasonable range of return, we can help you with a guaranteed lifetime income. You know, while you're working, you had a budget. You budgeted your stuff. You knew how much money was coming in. And I can help you do the same thing. Wall Street can't do that. Wall Street can't, because you can lose your money in Wall Street. So we can help you with that lifetime income. And then when you've passed away, your beneficiaries will get the balance. And that's important. We can also show you how to stop paying the fees that you're paying in your 401k, your 403b, your 457, your TSA, your TSP, etc. Remember, when you pay the fees to those people and your financial planner and your stockbroker, it's eating away at your returns. It's that simple. It's like somebody coming into your pocket and pulling your money out and taking it. That's exactly what it is. And by the way, those fees compound every year. You heard of compound interest? Well, they got compound fees, and that's what they're doing. So you meet with me, you're between the ages of 55 and 75, and have some immediate money that you want to keep safe and guaranteed. We lock our gains in from year to year. If there are any, we never look back. We'll give you a $100 MasterCard or Visa, no obligation, and we can do it at your home or we can do it at the office. So give me a call, 805-660-1313, and let me help you sleep at night.
Make it nice and easy for you.
Yep.
Not worrying about anything.
That's right.
Well, not worrying about that.
Yeah, not worrying about
there's other stuff.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Why should you worry about where your money's coming from, and do you have enough money to live on? I can help you with that. Wall Street can't. I'm not saying Wall Street can't make you money. It can. But it can't guarantee you the money that you can get on a monthly, daily, monthly, quarterly, semi-annual, or annual basis. You know, go to the mailbox. Get a check. I call it mailbox money, and it's good.
The other thing that I skipped over because I got to the book is the fact that you can not only get the book if you go to your website, but you can listen to Ron Grant 24/7 anytime you want. That's right. You can tune them in because of this World Wide Web thing that has finally caught on. And it's a really big deal. But the idea that tune into the radio station 10 to 11 o'clock on Saturday is great. But if you heard something and think, man, I got to listen to that again, you can go to the website. Or maybe you were gone, you were traveling, you were out of town, and you didn't catch Ron. So how do we get you on the World Wide Web?
Yeah, well, you go to my website. That's safermoneyspecialist.com. And there's a link there. It's latalkradio.com. Click right onto the latalkradio.com. Boom, takes you right to them, and you can hear my show 24/7, all day, every day. It's there anytime you want to listen to it. There are archive shows that you can go on to, and you can catch up. That's basically what it is.
Ron Grant, make sure you grab a pencil, get something to write on. The original Safer Money Specialist.
Hi, it's Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. Did you know that many hardworking people today are setting aside money for retirement? But most of them may be making a huge mistake. Not only are there major risks in traditional retirement approach, but what many people don't realize is that it may not be the amount of money that they're saving for retirement, but where they're saving it at that matters the most. Call me now, 805-660-1313. If you'd like to protect your hard-earned money, pay no fees, and receive a lifetime income, then call me, 805-660-1313. That's 805-660-1313. Stop paying your stockbroker or financial planner fees that eat up your returns, and stop risking your principal and any gains you already earned. Call me now, 805-660-1313. That's 805-660-1313.
And we're back to the show here, and we've got Ron Grant, 9 years.
9 years,
nine
buddy.
Years on the air with New Star
15. Long years. No, it's been great. It's been great.
Been hitting an interesting topic lately, and this is about women, money, and power.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. Addressing women directly, independence. They live longer.
Mm-hmm, they
Many
do.
Of them are in the working world at a high level, and they've saved some money over the years. So let's get into this very special topic.
Well, you know, and there's been a lot of females, especially that I've met with, that you know, their husband basically, especially if they're older women, did the financial, I guess, housekeeping, so to speak. And maybe they got divorced, and now maybe they're thrown into the financial housework that they've got to get done. And some women have lost their husbands, due to death. And maybe their husband did all the financial stuff. So they've been kind of thrown into that. So, yeah, women, money, and power. We want to try to help them take control of their financial future. Generally, women have increased responsibility, financial responsibility, but they're feeling somewhat financially insecure. So, why you need a financial strategy? It's important. Why do you need one? Well, we want to help you with that. Understanding who you are financially and moving forward on that. Why you need a financial strategy? Well, let's talk about it. Life-changing events, just as I said earlier, maybe divorce, maybe death. Evolving roles and increased responsibilities, maybe feeling of the financial insecurity. And then the sandwich generation. We talked about that a lot in long-term care. The woman is generally taking care of the parents. She's in that sandwich generation where she's raising the children and taking care of the parents, her parents. She's stuck in the middle. That's a situation. Let's talk about the evolving roles of women. Education. College graduates in 2014-2015, 62% of the women college graduates, which is great. And the earnings since 1979 is up 32% with the women with college degrees. Okay, and that's nice. How about the evolving roles of the women? We talk in society and the economy. Sole or main breadwinner in 40% of U.S. households. So women in the workforce in 1950, there were 34%. It's up since 1950. 2015, it's up since 57% since 2050. Okay. Increased responsibility for women? Yes. 53% consider themselves to be the chief financial officer of their household. They run the household. That's what they're doing. 60% believe that they are more financially savvy than their spouse or their partner. For whatever reason, that's what it is. Women who are in the workforce are putting money away for retirement. They want to save their money for retirement. Maybe, again, maybe they're a single parent and they've got to help with college. Maybe they've got to help with making sure that they have a long-term care policy in place so maybe their children will not have to take care of them, you know, as maybe they did with their parent. And, you know, that's something that we can help them with. We help them put that money away in a safer place where they can't lose the principal. They can't lose the gains. They get a reasonable range of return. And then we help stop them paying the fees that they're paying. So women have longer life expectancies than men. Of course they do. Women live longer. They're stronger, you know. I remember when my dad was in the nursing home, you know, he was out and the men were outnumbered like 3-1. You know, it was kind of a bachelor's paradise, so to speak, if they could have taken advantage of it, which they couldn't. But women are living longer than men, making the chances that they will be solely responsible for their finances at some point of their life, you know. And most of the men, like I said, in the older age groups, they took care of that. They paid the bills. The money came in. Maybe the wife stayed at home. She was a stay-at-home mom, took care of the household, ran it, took care of the kids, did everything else. And the man took care of paying the bills and so forth. You know, question for you ladies out there is how do you feel about your financial future? What are your thoughts? 34% of women report running out of money in retirement. You know, that's crazy. They've got to retire. They've got to live. They've got to take care of themselves. And this is one of the top worries that keeps them up at night. Okay. What about traditional values versus today's needs? Because that's important. Lingering traditional values are women aren't typically educated on investing in finances. They're not well prepared versus maybe they're marrying well. Not encouraged to seek careers in insurance or finance. Okay, that was a traditional value. Well, what about today's needs? Of most valuable advice women should pass on to their daughters and their granddaughters, 82% say to start planning early. I can't stress that enough. You know, I meet with a lot of new people every week. And the majority of these people are going to outlive their money for three reasons. One, they didn't start early enough. They didn't start putting their money away early enough. And, you know, I've got some 18, 19, 20-year-olds that are doing that now. And congratulations to them. They're thinking ahead. Second reason is they stayed in risk too long. They stayed in that Wall Street casino. And the third is they just didn't put enough away. You know, it's not so much how much you're putting away, but where you're putting it. You might be making a huge mistake by going the traditional retirement way through Wall Street. 72% advise to be self-reliant. They advise their daughters and granddaughters to be self-reliant. I think that's important. 73% of them recommend having a financial plan. Please, even if you're only setting aside a little bit of money, pay yourself first. Before you do anything, pay yourself first so that you have some money in case something happened, a tragic thing happened. You get divorced. It's like death, you know? Or maybe death, you know, a spouse. What happens there? You're thrown into this situation, and if you're not prepared, how are you going to deal with this? So we want to talk about what money messages have you learned from your childhood. You know, let's talk about life events again. Each stage of a life can bring events that can reshape your financial needs and concerns, impact your ability to plan for and achieve long-term goals. Manage for life events before they happen. You know, it's better to have and not need than need and not have. And so you should prepare as early as possible to be self-reliant and to start putting some money away. Start a little fund over here. My grandmother had a little passbook account, you know, that she had set up with Bank of America many, many years ago. And I talk about this where my grandma took me in and the lady said, you know, thank you, Mrs. Grant, for opening up this passbook account. We want to give you a gift. They gave my grandmother a chrome toaster, which I got to carry around all day. She took me, got a hamburger, and I'm carrying this box around with me. It was kind of cool. But plan early. Set a little aside away. You know, money doubles every 10 years. And so this is important. Start this thing. But find a vehicle that's safe. It's guaranteed where you can't lose principal. You can't lose gains. Let's talk about career planning. Get started in your profession. Maybe changing jobs. That's a life event. Go back to college. Moving up the career ladder. Make sure you are covered financially for unexpected expenditures. You heard about when I was a kid, it was always a rainy day fund. My dad used to say, put away some money for a rainy day. You know, set that money aside for a rainy day. Even if you just have money in a jar, you know, you've got it set aside under the cabinet. Just put some money away, you know, that you got in case you need emergency money real quick. You know, if we didn't learn anything, we should learn something like this in 08 when the market tanked almost 50%. You know, trillions of dollars were lost to 55 to 70-year-olds. You know, you should have had some liquid money set aside for emergency purposes, and that's important. How about family? You know, here's a life event, family, moving in with your partner, you know, your boyfriend, and then getting married maybe. That's a situation. Maybe having your first child. How about this? Sending your child or children to college. My God, the cost of college today is astronomical. Have you planned for that? I can help you do that. We can help you set up something that makes you sure that you have that plan for your child. And what if you pass away before your child either starts or completes college? Have you prepared for that? How about caring for an aging parent? You know, many of you know my story about my dad. You know, my dad retired from Litton Data Systems. He was there 45 years. He was a sheet metal engineer. Well, he worked for Radio Plan. He worked for a couple other companies, but in his career, it was 45 years. And he had retired. House was paid for, bought a brand new Honda Accord. He was doing some traveling. And then all of a sudden, bam, he had a major stroke, paralyzed on the left side. We had to sell his car, his home, went through all of his cash. He went on Medi-Cal, you know. He spent all the way down to $2,000, and then he went on Medi-Cal. And they took his pension, and they took his Social Security, the state did, and they backed out $35, and that's what he was allowed to live on with his, I don't say live on, but, you know, any incidentals that he wanted. You know, we had him in Glenwood here in Oxnard, and then we had him in here in Ventura. And, you know, the nice thing about it was that he had a place. They took care of him. They showered. They bathed him. They fed him, you know. These are things that you have to prepare for. Long-term care is one of the most important insurances that you can have, and especially if you have nobody to take care of you. Who's going to come in and take care of you? This way you can stay in your own home and you can have long-term care insurance. Changes in family status equal changes in financial security needs, and that's important. Okay? It's very important. Life events were still house and home. Buying your first home. Oh, my God. I remember that. That was such a great day. It's fabulous. That's probably one of the best experiences you're going to have. Maybe you're downsizing to a condominium now. You know, maybe you're getting older and you want to retire. You're doing that. Appropriate financial strategies to help you purchase and protect the things that you hold valuable. You know, if your money's in risk all the time, how can you do that? How can you plan? How can you plan for the future if your money's in risk? Up and down, down and up, sideways. You know, Wall Street's lost your money not once, but twice in the last decade, almost 50%. How about business? What, maybe you want to become self-employed or starting a business. Financial security forms the basics for business success. You know, you have to watch your dollars. You know, profit and loss is very important. You know, the government can go out and buy $800 toilet seats. You can't. As a small business or a medium business, you have to watch the bottom line. And it's you have to have some financial background in to do that. This is important. And what about starting over? What about divorce? Divorce is out there. Maybe you had to go through a divorce. You have to start over. Or maybe widowhood. You lost your husband. You lost your spouse. And then guess what? It's an empty nest. Your kids are gone. They've grown up. Maybe they're not married yet. Maybe they're done with college. They're on their way to a career. Or maybe they did get married. Challenges you didn't originally plan for or unexpected financial changes. And that's important because things happen that we can't control. We have to be prepared. See, I sleep at night, my clients and I sleep at night knowing that money is safe and protected, that we can't lose the principal or the gains. That's important. And then finally, retirement, maintaining that standard of living. Remember, I told you you're going to need between 80 and 85% of your current income to stay here in California on the coast. And it's going to get worse. Taxes are going to go up. Stuff's happening in California. We're paying the highest gas tax anywhere. It's going to get up. We're going to have another tax coming they're looking to do. These are things that you have to plan for. But your standard of living is important. Don't you want to live the same way you did when you worked hard? Is Social Security going to be, A, enough for you, or maybe even there for you? We don't know. We don't know if it's going to be there. We don't know what the government's going to do. But if it's there, is it enough to keep your standard of living? Probably not. Unless you made a whole lot of money throughout your lifetime and you worked a long, long time. Okay? And again, standard of living, you want to maintain that same as you did when you were working. These decisions made now impact your financial future. This is what you want to do. You want to be proactive. Okay? Let's talk about that sandwich generation for a minute. Caregiver to aging parents. Evolving roles, women, increasing responsibility, and raising children at home. You're in the middle now. You're taking care of mom or dad, or maybe both mom and dad, and you're trying to raise your children. And I can almost guarantee you that if you have brothers that and you're the only daughter, you're going to probably be taking care of the parents, because that's usually how it works out. I'm not saying always, but that's usually how it works out. You know, I've done a lot of long-term care policies throughout my life. I started in 96, and I've helped a lot of people protect what they have with long-term care. And I can tell you that the people that had that I sold policies to, that I helped with their money, a lot of them were in the sandwich generation, and they were being caregivers to their parents. They had actually stopped work. They had stopped work to go take care of their parents because their parents didn't plan for long-term care needs. And Medicare doesn't cover a lot of long-term care costs, less than 5%, and it must be skilled care. And the majority of the people need custodial care, help with activities of daily living, eating, bathing, dressing, toilet, incontinence, transferring. These are things that we all do each and every day. If you find yourself in the sandwich generation, set a financial goal and reevaluate frequently. Manage your debt. Create a retirement strategy. And save for your children's college expense early on. Start putting that money away now. You know, it's funny, but I met a lot of people many, many years ago, and they had just had babies. And the first thing they thought about was buying bonds for their kids to go to college, or opening up an account for them. You know, the government offers you that 529 account, you know, to start putting money away. Start early enough. Depending on what college you think they can go to. Not everybody gets a scholarship. You know, not everybody can play ball dance or sing or whatever that they can get a free ride to college with. You know, and then we just had the big thing in the scandal here where people were paying $500,000 to get their kids into USC and UCLA and all this stuff. You know, you have to be prepared for these things. Do some legacy planning with your parents to learn about their strategies. Ask mom and dad, what have you done to protect yourself? And what have you done? Do you have a health care directive? Do you have long-term care insurance? What have you set aside to pay for the care that you're going to need? Because only 20% of us are going to die in our sleep. The rest of us are going to need care. Passing on the life lessons and values, that's important. Distribution of personal possessions. Ask them, what do they want to do with their personal possessions? You know, I lost both of my parents many years ago, about 6 weeks apart they died. And, you know, it was like thrown into just this whole mess. My parents were divorced, and, you know, my dad had pretty much everything set up, but my mom didn't. And it was a lot of work, and it was a lot of frustration on my part trying to figure out what everybody wanted to do with their stuff. Distribution of financial assets. Make sure they have that clearly written down somewhere and how they want to do it. So if you have siblings, so there's no quarrels, there's no fights. And final wishes and directives. Final wishes is important, ladies and gentlemen. I got to tell you that. You know, my mom did not want a feeding tube after she passed away. We started going through her stuff. We found something. She never told me about that. We put a feeding tube in her because I didn't want her to starve to death. But that's not what she wanted. Make sure that you know what your parents want and help them. Okay, that's important. Help them, fulfill their wishes. What life events are you currently experiencing? and who will help you? You know, knowledge is power. My dad has said that to me I don't know how many times. The experience and training of financial can be invaluable to help you. And that's what I can do. I can help you. My training can help you. You know, women working with somebody like myself, 91% feel more confident and prepared for their financial future. 88% feel more independent and self-sufficient, and 89% are going to teach their children about finances. 3 out of 4 women wish they had worked with somebody like myself sooner than later. Okay, it's important. So, still more work to do. You've identified a need for financial strategy. You understand the benefits of working with somebody like myself. You know, what are the next steps? You know, we're going to talk about part 2 next week. And it's going to be good because I'll tell you something. We're going to talk women, money, and power. Who are you financially? And we want to start getting that. So I hope you've taken some notes. If you didn't for some reason, go to my website. That's safermoneyspecialist.com, and you can click onto the link latalkradio.com. The show will be there archived for you. You can listen to it in its entirety, and you can take some notes. You can play it back 3 or 4 times, however you want to do it. But ladies, please, please take some notes. Take a look at what you have, and let's be proactive in preparing for our financial future, because we don't know what tomorrow brings. We're not even promised tomorrow. So let's make sure that you're covered for it, okay?
And one thing that Mark Twain said many moons ago, you do not know a relative until you have split an inheritance. Have it dotted and crossed. That's and right. Checked out and agreed upon, so there's no surprises. And everybody, the last thing you need is bickering when something like that comes down. And just make sure everybody knows. But the number one thing is for the rest of your life, make sure you're going to have a great time.
Yeah, got to have fun.
Yeah. Got to have fun.
Got to have
fun. Bumper stickers must be issued. Hey, let's carry on here. We've got diversification.
Yes, we do.
It's important for everybody.
Yes.
What is true diversification? We hear about it with investors.
Yeah.
But where would you like to see people put their money to be truly diversified?
Well, you know, the financial planners and stockbrokers always talk about diversification. We've got you diversified. And, you know, what comes to mind mostly is this lady. I had 200 people in the room. It was in December, just before Christmas, many, many years ago. And I'm doing my workshop, and a lady gets up, and she walks to the back. I thought she was going to go to the restroom, and she stops at my appointment sitter, Michael. And she says, Michael, I need to know that I can my money is going to last, and I can take care of myself. I need to know that I can live with living with my children. I live independently and take care of my home here and everything else. I need to see Ron first thing in the morning. And so Michael pulls out the appointment book, and she says, well, he told her, he says, well, you know, Ron's got appointments at 9 a.m., 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and noon. So she says to Michael, then get him up earlier. True story. I go to her house, 8 a.m., wood case door, opaque glass or whatever you want to call it. It was all fuzzy and kind of frosty. And I see this big, giant, woolly thing coming to the door. I open the door. She opens the door, and boom, there she is. She's in a white, big, huge robe and pink bunny slippers. And I said, you know, what do you have that I can take a look at for you? And she points me to the kitchen right off the entryway. I sat down. There's a counter there, and there's all kinds of folders all over the counter. Well, before my butt hits the seat, she says, now, Mr. Grant, I want you to know my broker's got me diversified. I said, okay, well, let me look at what you have. And I started going through her statements, and her broker had her in just 12 different pots of risk. Was low risk, medium, and high. And I got to say this, you know, it bears repeating. Risk is risk is risk. I don't care if you want to call it low risk, high risk, or medium risk. And I chuckle every time someone either comes into the office or I come into their house and they say, you know, I'm invested in just low risk. It's very, very low. And they take their hand and they kind of swoop down like it's real low. And I go, but it's risk. What is risk? Stocks, bonds, mutual funds, variable annuities, ETFs, GLDs, oil, gas, real estate trust. These are things you can lose your principal, you can lose your gains, and you're paying astronomical fees to own the things. Now, I believe in true class diversification. Number one is cash. Liquid. You gotta be liquid. Cash is king. Number two, real estate. Number three, A good fixed indexed annuity where you can't lose the principal, you can't lose the gains, you get a reasonable range of return. We can give you a guaranteed lifetime income if you want, or you can take out 10% of your penalty free. And metals, gold, silver, platinum, they to hedge your bet against inflation. That is, in a nutshell, true class diversification. Okay? It's got you set up so you're diversified and you don't have the risk. And that's important. Now, think about this. You're getting ready to retire and your 401k or 403b, et cetera, retirement plan is setting in the Wall Street casino. Now, unless you're in a money market account making hardly anything, you've got bonds, you've got mutual funds, you've got some stocks, whatever that your financial planner, stockbroker has got, or 401k company has got you invested in, that is all risk. Let's assume that you're retired on a Monday morning, okay, and your 401k is there, and you decide that you're going to go ahead and start taking Social Security. Great. You don't get a pension at work. That was your 401k, 403b. That's your money that you're going to live on, that and Social Security. So a Monday morning, you wake up, you don't go to work, you've already retired. Fabulous. Awesome. Great stuff. All right. You call the 401k company or 403b company, et cetera, where you have your money, whoever's babysitting that money, and you say, we want to start taking out money and so we can pay our bills and live on this stuff. 6 months later, Wall Street has another major impact, like 2008, almost 50%. Of course, they've done that now almost twice. They've lost your money almost twice in the last decade. Okay? Bam! You now have less. You have half or less than half of the money you had 6 months ago. What are you going to do? How are you going to live? If it takes 5 to 7 years, maybe, these are cycles, to come back to a full 100% account for you, what are you going to do on half your money? Have you planned for that? Are you prepared to live on half your money? It happens. It happened back in 08. A lot of people, trillions of dollars were lost to 55 to 70-year-olds. Maybe you were one of them. See, my clients and I, back then, we got zeros. We didn't make a dime. But we didn't lose a dime. And that's the most important thing. We slept at night like babies, knowing that that money was safe and protected. It's that simple. From major insurance companies, market goes up, we get a chance to go up with it. If the market drops, we stay level. We don't go down. You know, picture this. You and your best friend are in a 20-story office building, and you're both on the fifth floor with your money. And 08 came around. Bam! Your friend goes all the way down to the basement immediately in the express elevator. You, however, are sitting on the fifth floor. And when the market finally starts to come back, you're on your way up to the sixth floor and the seventh floor, etc. Your friend has to come all the way back to the fifth floor just to break even. What about all those years that your friend wasn't making any money or getting back to even, and you were? That's the beauty of what I do. It's that simple. It's not brain surgery. Market goes up, we get to go up with it. Market drops, we stay level. So true class diversification is important. It's very important. And if you would like that, and I can help you with the indexed annuity part of that, I deal with all the top companies. There's 37 to 40 companies out there. I deal with the top 4 to 6 each and every day. And I'll be more than happy to help you do that retirement blueprint that I've helped so many clients in the last 9 years here on radio. I've been doing this a lot longer than that, but with the radio that I've helped. Give me a call, 805-660-1313, and let me help you.
So why do you think it's important that if you're over 50, let's say, you'd be more concerned about receiving a guaranteed income as opposed to having your retirement assets in a risk product and trying to chase returns in the stock market? So you can get income,
yeah,
or you can wait for returns to come, I guess.
Well, here's the thing. You know, if you're over 50, in my opinion, Spence, you shouldn't be chasing returns. You should be worried about a lifetime income. Think about this. You were working. Let's say you worked for 35 years, 40 years. You had a plan. You had a budget. You know, so much money was going out every month and so much money was coming in. And you can pretty much count on the money coming in because that was your paycheck, whether it was monthly, you know, you got it monthly, you got maybe biweekly, whatever. Bottom line is you can count on that. And that's important. That's kind of like a guaranteed, unless you got fired, of course, or the company went bankrupt. But then you get another job, hopefully, and you're moving on. And then you've got that guaranteed money coming, you know, we call it filling the pipeline every month. You're filling the pipeline up, and then some of it's going out, taking care of your living expenses and just everyday expenses. When you have your money in risk, when you're worried about chasing returns, now your money's at risk 100%. You could lose it all in a blink of an eye. And again, Wall Street's lost your money not once, but twice in the last decade. So what we do is, and Warren Buffett did this, he's got $400 to $500 million in what I do for myself and my clients. And this is per an article that was written in 2008 Senior Magazine. So here's the deal. You put your money somewhere where it can grow, which it can, but that's an upside, but you have no downside. Now, there's some caveats to that. If you take out more than 10% penalty free, or you break the contract early, then there's going to be penalties. And they're all written down. They're all up front. They're all in writing. There's no peekaboo. There's no hiding, nothing of this. You don't know what you got in the Wall Street. You know, picture this. You're running down the 101 freeway headed towards LA, and you're in Wall Street. You got a bag on your head. You can't see 360 degrees around you. Who in the heck would do that? Where if you have a good fixed indexed annuity that will provide a guaranteed lifetime income for you, there is no bag. You can see all around you. You know what's in front of you. You've got a guarantee. It's in writing. You know what the situation is. It's backed by major insurance companies. So the situation is, if you're 50 or over and you're chasing returns and we have another 08 or 09 or worse, then how is your retirement living going to go? Probably not too well. I mean, you may have to move in with your kids. I don't know how that works. But instead of trying to make up the losses, doesn't it make more sense to not lose it in the first place? I mean, my God, it does to me. That's why I have three of these that my money's in. Well, I have one fixed and I have two indexed. But it's the same basic product. You know, the only stock I have is that cannabis stock I bought over a year ago. It's a company in Israel that's doing cancer research with cannabis. And that's play money. That's not my dignity money, the money I got to live on. Why in the world would anybody want to risk their dignity money? It doesn't make sense. You know, you don't have to own a home to live, but you got to have money to live. You can live in an apartment. But if you have no money, you ain't living in an apartment either. If you lost your money and you're waiting for the market to come back, how long are you waiting? 5, 6 years, 7 years, or longer? Doesn't make sense to me. So my clients and I, we sleep at night knowing that money that we work so hard for is protected. You know, I'm too old to lose my money. I do not want to try to start over again because time is not on my side. And, you know, I take offense with the financial planners and the stockbrokers. In my opinion, they're painting everybody with the same brush. They're selling a stock to a 35-year-old, mutual funds to a 35-year-old as they would to a 60-year-old. I don't like that. And so I'm not in those things. That's my opinion. My clients and I, we're in safe, protected things from major insurance companies. And I deal with all the top companies. I've got a product right now that's offering a 22% bonus immediately when you move your money over. But that's not the best part. Best part is they're going to give you a 50% bonus each and every year that the stock market, because we're tied to the market, we're never in the market. That would be risk. I don't risk my money. I'm not going to risk yours. You get a 50% bonus, and that's good for the next 10 years. Then when you decide to take income out, it's based on your age and the account value, and you have that guaranteed for the rest of your life. These are important things, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, pay yourself first. Give me a call, 805-660-1313, and let me help you.
We're going to break. We're going to be back in just 60 seconds here with Ron Grant, the original Save for Money Specialist.
Hi, I'm Ron Grant. You know me from the radio as the host of the Safer Money Solution Show and as the original Safer Money Specialist. I'm focused on helping everyone who wants to retire one day and find a safe alternative to the risk and fees of the stock market. That's what I do. But what's in it for you? Why talk to me about your hard-earned money? The market's been up, so now is a great time to be a profit taker and take some of your money out of the Wall Street casino. As the original Safer Money Specialist, I'm focused on giving you some of the upside of Wall Street without the risk and fees and the downside. So call me now, 805-660-1313. That's 805-660-1313. We'll talk about a guaranteed lifetime income and how to keep your money 100% safe. To learn more, tune into the Safer Money Solution Show every Saturday at 10 a.m. And let's start planning your guaranteed retirement. Call me today, 660-1313, and I'll show you how to keep your money 100% safe.
Well, we got Chick-fil-A coming up. So exciting.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A's on its way.
Chick-fil-A, but first, got to talk about making sure the person you're with in your life, not your significant other, but people you're doing business with,
yeah,
that they're on the up and up and checking people out, getting referrals from other people, getting recommendations. What do you think of that when it comes to your money?
Well, you know, you should be, I think you should be checking out anybody you're going to work with. A mechanic, maybe you don't know, you just moved to the area, or you need some car work, or a dentist. You should be checking out their license. You should be checking them out, see if they've had any complaints. You know, we've had in the last couple of years, we've had, I think, three or four people that have taken senior citizens' money, calling themselves financial planners or stockbrokers or insurance agents. I don't know what they're calling themselves. But if you go to my website, that's safermoneyspecialist.com, there's ways to check me out. The first thing you're going to see up there is my mission statement and philosophy on business. You're going to see a little bio on myself. You know, my daughter Ricky works with me part-time. And then you're going to see ways to check me out. And that's through the California Department of Insurance. You can put my license number in there and submit a query. The first thing you're going to see is, you know, is my continued education courses up to date? Is my license current and up to date? Have I had any reprimands from the state of California? How was that handled? Were there any complaints from consumers? That you guys, how were those handled? You see companies I'm appointed with to help you. That's important. And then underneath that, you're going to see the National Ethics Association, the NEA. They've done their due diligence, so you can contact them through the email or through the through the website, or they can call the 800 number. You know, in my opinion, you should be checking your financial planner, your stockbroker, your insurance agent out at least twice a year. Things have changed. You don't know if they're even able to help you anymore. And I think if someone is touching your money, you should be checking them out and finding out, making sure who they are. Are they legit? Have they had problems? Have there a lot of complaints? Has the state or the federal government had to come in and reprimand these guys and fine these guys or gals? It's important, because whose money is it? It's your money. And where does the best financial advice come from? It comes from you. So please do your due diligence. That's all I can say.
Guess who's on the phone?
Who's on the phone?
Will Hart.
Mr. Will Hart, how you doing, buddy?
Good, Ron. How are you?
I'm good. How's your Saturday going?
Beautiful.
Hey, all right. Well, Mr. Hart is my metal man. He takes care of the gold, the silver, and the platinum for myself. He's helped me with my IRA, and he's helped me with my clients' IRAs and stuff, 401ks, and so he can help you also if you'd like to. Let's talk about the difference between the real deal, gold, silver, the bars, the coins, and the paper stuff that the financial planners and stockbrokers are pushing on people. Why do you want the real stuff versus the paper?
Yeah, great question, and that is, again, the question that I get asked all the time. Simply put, paper gold is simply a leveraged account. It's not an ounce for an ounce of paper versus what's physically sitting in some vault. It's usually leveraged anywhere from 400 to 500 times, and I've heard sometimes a lot more. So basically, instead of you having a piece of paper that is against a bank with $1 million sitting in it, and you've got a small percentage of that, when the market crashes, the principals can reach in and grab their shares. They're the ones that control 250,000 or more of that pile of gold. They're going to reach in and they're going to empty that vault out real fast. Now you're sitting with a piece of paper and leveraging it against an empty vault. Why on earth would you want to do that when you have the option to have the real McCoy in your hand, in your own personal account? You've got the bars, the coins, you've got your own treasure trove. So why take that risk?
Yeah. And in fact, I asked you, I don't know if I asked you this before, but do they ever have any recourse? Is there anything ever way to get that money back from any of those guys? They just have to sue them, right?
You're going to have to take legal actions on trying to figure out how to get your money, you know, from an account. But I'm sure it's in the small print that says, you know, in that event, then oh well.
Right. What are the options that people have to buy the metals, gold, silver, and platinum, and how do you store them? I know I put mine in a safety deposit box.
Correct, yeah. So the two ways you can purchase precious metals, one way, of course, is a cash purchase where you send the check, you wire the funds, then you can tell me the metals you'd like. I'll certainly go over all the different types of products from American Eagles to Maple Leaf, you name it. And then we'll lock in the price, and then those metals get shipped directly to your home. Very discreetly, you put them in a safe place, safety deposit box, gun safe, wherever. And then the other option is an IRA rollover, in which case the metals would be stored at the Delaware Depository. It is a tax-deferred, penalty-free rollover. So again, there's no tax issues whatsoever. You're simply diversifying. You're taking those different types of risk. You're not an all paper. You've got now a physical commodity to help offset losses when the market does go south.
Cool. All right. Well, if you would like some help, Will helping you. He's helped, like I said, he helped myself. He's helped my clients. I can turn you on to Will and have him help you keep some of that money diversified. We talked about true class diversification earlier, Will, so this is where we're coming with that. Give me a call, 805-660-1313, and I will put you in touch with Will so he can help you. Buddy, have a great rest of the weekend.
You too. Take care.
All right. Take care.
Hey, we're winding down, so we got to do a song, and we got to make sure we've dotted all of those I's and crossed T's. What about Chick-fil-A?
We're going to do it right now. Yes, we're going to do Chick-fil-A. Robert, who owns Chick-fil-A here in Ventura, graciously for many, many years now, has given gift cards, breakfast or lunch, or/dinner, to my listeners. And I'm going to give two cards to two people, and I'll personally mail them out on Monday. So I want you to go to whatever you use to email and email me at ron@safermoneyspecialist.com, and in the subject line write the word chicken, put your name, your address, your phone number. I need to give that stuff to Robert. That's his requirement. Plus I need to know where to mail your cards out, and I will do that on Monday. So good luck on that, and hopefully you're a winner.
Boy, next week we continue with the women and keeping their money safe. Very, very big topic.
Yes. Port Hueneme Show and Shine is going to be March 31st out of Port Hueneme. Hopefully you're going to get out there. Give Phil a call at 805-572-4074. Everybody out there, have a blessed day, and let's be kind to one another.
Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. I'd like to introduce you to one of my clients, Pablo Ortiz.
Thanks, Ron. As my client, I appreciate your business. And 6 years ago, I attended your seminar, and I was impressed, especially that you delivered what you promised. I'm so happy that I took some of my money and invested it with you in a product that has kept it safe and has actually grown it very nicely since April of 2011. I'm very close to retirement now and just couldn't afford to lose any of my money. Folks, I recommend this product, and most importantly, I recommend Ron Grant. When I went to a seminar, he bought me dinner. But today, he's made it even easier for you to hear about keeping your money safe. A one-on-one with Ron will make a difference in your financial security, and he'll even give you a $100 certificate to have dinner on him. Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. Call him. You'll be glad you did. And if you haven't written down his number yet, it's 660-1313. That's 660-1313. We'll be right back.